Welcome to another Signal podcast. We recently spoke with university counselor Dan Jarbo about the support group he is leading to help men with an addiction to pornography.
It's for men who've had some struggle with exposure to porn. They're wanting to rid their lives of that. This is for young men who really want to be men with pure hearts and who want to have good relationships with others, who know that this is destructive to their own soul, to their own mental health, to their own spiritual life, and really want to completely overcome it. They're coming basically because they want that kind of integrity. You know, on a campus like this, it's really easy for people to get focused on superficials, you know, because it's a Christian campus. Everybody putting on the right face, you know. And so, you know, a guy can be involved in looking at porn and still be involved in ministry and know to himself, this isn't good. I can't live this sort of double life. I've got to change this. I want really to be a man of God and be someone that my wife, my girlfriend, my family can trust completely, and I'm not going to be doing this. And so they're coming in. And the guys that are really wanting to be a part of this are not guys who are just coming in and saying, yeah, I've been doing this bad stuff, and I just figure I probably ought to quit. And they're guys who are really serious about wanting to be pure, have integrity. They realize that they're thinking about God, about themselves, about sex, about women, being really damaged by this and want to change. They really want to change. Actually, one of the things that I'm going to ask or going to do during the men's group at some point is I'm going to have a woman come in and talk about the impact on her. The guys don't understand that. They don't realize it. They don't. It's just not on their radar yet. Well, as a counselor, before ever starting work at OBU, because OBU is, it's a normal school, and at any normal school, there's going to be guys, lots of guys, who've been exposed to pornography, and a certain percentage of those are going to become powerfully impacted by it, and its addictive characteristics. So I knew there were an abundance of young men at this school, like there are at every other Christian university or secular university, who had an impact by that. And sadly, many of them, their first exposure to it was when they were little boys. Not because they sought it out, but because somebody exposed them to it. A parent watching movies they shouldn't have, or a neighbor boy or older brother or somebody else, you know, bringing home a Playboy or something, and the impact is really profound. It's so, it's very alluring, but it's so destructive and very difficult to overcome. Like many addictions, a person rarely can overcome it alone by themselves. They have to have accountability with other people who are working toward the same goal. Like Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous. We don't use a specifically 12-step process, but many of the components of 12-step recovery apply to this addiction as well. One of them is the accountability of the group. There are about 8 goals of the group. One of them is to help one another by taking some kind of mutual responsibility for one another, and each group member really encouraging each other group member in their own recovery and their own purity. It means accountability, reporting how you've done during the last couple of days. You know, are you setting yourself up? Are you avoiding temptation? What are you doing to avoid temptation? We talk about relationships. Sexual addiction is a kind of intimacy disorder, and it is a replacement for a real poor counterfeit for the real thing. And what happens is that the allurement of sex and porn actually causes a man to begin using that as a means of coping when he's feeling really down or discouraged or insecure, bad about himself. It's a pick-me-up kind of a thing, like other drugs do, and has to abandon that. We have to learn better ways of coping with stress and other things. Another purpose of the group is to really share with each member, being able to share what things are working for them, things that they're doing that are really making a difference and helping them in the recovery process, so that they're contributing to one another and everyone's progress and healing. The time and place of the event is not published, and if people are interested, young men are interested, we want them to come and ask Michael Cox or myself. We send an email out to them saying, if you're interested, contact us. We've had a lot of young men respond. The group's purpose, it goes really deeper than just being free of addiction to pornography. It really, our focus is to help young men become the men that God wants them to be. Our discussion will go beyond just how to not look at porn. It will go into issues of their own relationships with their parents and relationships with women and girlfriends and relationship with God. All of those things have a part in the development of this problem and are affected by the problem. Guys, just like girls, they really do need to have transparent, close, trusting relationships with others. That's really important. The group is in part designed to help facilitate that too in their lives. These are not guys who are misfits. These are guys across every spectrum on campus, guys who are maybe feel like nobody knows them and they're just here and they're still sort of meeting people. Or they'd be guys who are high profile and involved with ministries and things like that, who really want a place, a safe place to say, I want to overcome this. I don't want it to plague my life any longer. You know, there's athletes, there are musicians, there's Christian studies majors, there's, I mean, all across the board. That's real. I mean, it affects everybody. There's nobody who's immune from it, at least not from the temptation.